Boom, boom, boom. This is Hawkeyes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting week with your host,
Jothan over here.
And Kiefer over here. Hope y'all are doing great tonight. Had a week off last week. Enjoyed a nice reading week. Jothan, you had a good
reading week? Oh, I had a great reading week, you know?
Yeah, you know, a little break from school is not too bad here and there.
Enjoyed Thanksgiving. Had a beautiful break. Got some rest. It's awesome.
You know, funny we just played that song, Sicko Mode, because actually, fun fact for those of you who may or may not be aware, tonight is actually the opening night for the NBA.
Oh, I love it.
Philly and Boston played tonight, and I think it was OKC and Golden State, but no Westbrook, so yeah, I don't know if you really want to watch that.
Just out of curiosity, did you make sure you set your fantasy lineup?
I just got to hit the start now. I don't think I have anybody playing tonight.
No. I can't think. I don't think I do either.
No, my number one pick, LeBron, ain't on, so ain't time to worry.
That's a safe pick right there.
But you know the Lakers, that's interesting because they made a big switch this year, right? Speaking of that, they brought in LeBron James, and some see a lot of, you know, really good potential going forward. And it's funny that we talk about that because I'm just thinking like, wow, what's another team that just made a change at a very key position and suddenly just seen a big difference happening? And lo and behold, it's our football team, wouldn't you say?
Those Laurier Golden Hawks made a dramatic change over since we've been on break for reading week, and it's looking like a little bit of a different team with some different personnel in there.
It truly is. It truly is. It's like, you know, like a team like to reference the NFL, is like those Buffalo Bills. You know, they had a bit of a tough start. You know, things weren't really working out too well, and lo and behold, who steps in? Josh Allen, big arm guy, and things are looking a lot better for him going in the future, and Who's that guy quarterback for now?
I think his name is a certain Connor Carosello, I believe.
CC squared. That's it. Chris Carter with the hands and Connor Carosello at the quarterback position. Man, I'm telling you, that guy has been phenomenal for our team. Man, you know, he's been just truly, really uplifting. You know, I just felt like the morale, everything around him, everyone is just really feeded off his energy. Man, he steps in every day and just comes ready to work. And, you know, one thing I must say, too, that not many people like know or may or may not know about him, pardon me, is the fact that Connor can take a hit. Like, obviously, you don't
see
it. He
doesn't look like it. What is he, 6'4"?
No, he's a skinny guy.
6'4" and about 200 pounds. He doesn't necessarily look like he could take a hit, but he's a physical guy. He's a football player at heart.
He is. And, you know, like, looking at our past two games there against Carlton and Windsor, we had some tough-hitting linebackers out there. I mean, Windsor, 2 weeks ago, the game previous before our game, had the Defensive Player of the Week in the OUA, 59, I believe it was. Forget his name at the time. And came out, laid a lick on Connor a few times there, but the kid steps right up and just gets after it again, you know? And you really got to appreciate a quarterback who has that ability, you know? Because you see some guys, an NFL reference comes to my head right away is a guy like Sam Bradford, you know? I like to call that guy made of glass. You know, you touch him once and pff, it just shatters everywhere.
There's the movie. Oh, man, I can't remember the movie. So I think it's called Unbreakable or something like that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
About there's a guy who's literally like that's the like his disease. He's like made of glass.
Yeah.
And then so he's been searching for this guy who in theory would be the invincible guy, the guy who doesn't break. So he finds him, and you know, it's a movie. Anyways,
it's funny because that's actually like a big movie coming out, Glass or something, isn't it?
Is it?
It's like the Split and Unbreakable. Anyways, interesting stuff. But we had to lead off with that there because it has been huge. It has been a very big focal point of our offense and certainly made a difference in our past two games.
The football team, the Laurier Golden Hawks football team has been on a roll the last 2 weeks. They started off the season with two big wins. Then they had that three-game lull. Very close games, but unfortunately not able to pull through. And since we last spoke, they played Carleton and had a big 37-31 win up in Ottawa. And then they played just this last weekend with a big 39-24 win over Windsor. So things are definitely on the up. That's where you want to be. Football, of course, being a short schedule. So any chance you get to win, it's very important.
Oh, absolutely, too. And, you know, there's no underplaying the fact just how important every single victory is. And, I mean, you could look at the playoff scenarios this weekend and just, you know, it's very interesting to think that there's two very different scenarios that could occur this weekend, you know, based off the result that happened Saturday and, you know, this and this happens and this happens, et cetera, et cetera. We could finish as far as second place all the way down to seventh place.
Yeah. When you have such a short season and the Hawks going into their final game of the regular season, and the OUA right now is probably as close as I've seen it in the last couple years. In terms of the disparity right now, it is next to nothing any team could finish with the number 2 record, the number 3 record, or even as low as the number 7 record. And remember, only the top 6 teams make the playoffs. So the Hawks going into their final game against Windsor this weekend, or sorry, Western, my apologies, will be a massive game. This has big implications for all of the teams, even just our next door neighbors of teams. Waterloo, this is a big game. The Laurier game is going to be big for them. For Guelph, because they're playing Guelph. We got
McMaster.
McMaster has this, as well as Carleton and Ottawa. These are all going to be big situations for them.
Absolutely, too. And, you know, touching again on that Ottawa and Queens game, you know, Queens is very much in the same position as Laurier, where currently they're on the outside looking in. I believe they're in the 8th position right now, but
they are,
with a huge victory against Ottawa, could see themselves catapult them up into a playoff position. You know, I just want to touch upon that point that it truly is remarkable. Like, at my 4 years here, I don't think I ever have seen it where from 2 to 8, you know, it could be completely different after one day.
Oh, my goodness. And I think this is what makes playoff football, actually, maybe just football in general, this is what makes it so exciting, is that the seasons are short. Each game, the magnitude of every game, it is so important. And that is just personified right here in this last week, coming down to Western. And, you know, if we take a look at Western is the reigning U Sports champion. So they've had a dominant program. We all know what Western's like. They're that big school with a lot of money that gets that top-end talent, has those top-end facilities, has those top-end coaches. And as of late, they've put out top-end results. So looking at the Hawks here, it's looking like this is a test for a team that really hasn't lost since, 2016?
Well, Joe, then I just want to touch upon that real quick. The fact that Western themselves, they haven't lost for 3 years, right? 3 years, as you said, 2016. But you forget, or pardon me, just to remember there, there was one loss they had, actually. It was kind of a crazy comeback. And a bit of a big game. I don't know. Just you want to jog my memory real quick on what that game was.
I'll tell you what that game was. It was the Laurier Golden Hawks in the Yates Cup,
yes,
against
sir.
Those Western Mustangs at Western in the freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
We had, what was it, fans that came down on buses.
Fan bus.
The game was looking bleak. With only 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it was looking really bleak. But there were some massive stops by the Hawks defense. There were some big third down conversions. I believe there was their third and was it 18 to
Brenton Hall,
in the back of the end zone,
mm-hmm.
Making a ridiculous jump ball catch.
That's what he does, man.
Right in the back corner of the end zone.
That's what he does.
And then there was the Carson Ouellette touchdown on third down.
Mm-hmm.
He took a 5-yard route and took it right to the house. And then of course, there was the big defensive stop,
mm-hmm.
The fumble by Nakis Onyeka, the strip, and then it was recovered by Isaiah on the 2-yard line, and then the famous throw to Curley Gittens Jr. in the back of the end zone on first down.
Who else, you know? Who else would get that?
Tying that game up. And then it was just, that was the momentum switch. And the Hawks had it all the way through right till the end when Nathan Mesher put that kick through as time expired.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I'm going to touch upon there, too, is Western themselves, they haven't had as much change as Laurier has had, for sure. I mean, some things to highlight for sure is Western's defense themselves. They have had and continue to have some of the best linebacking core, not just in the OUA, but in the country. You know, you're talking about a guy like Fraser Sopik, who is widely regarded around the OUA, as the best linebacker in the sport. This guy has got an unrelenting motor, and he does not stop any play. This guy is always in the right position at the right time. He loves being in the box, loves to come in, head down, and just annihilate his opponent. And mind you, a lot of that, too, is you got to give a test to the fact that he's got good coaching, good defensive scheme, and just good players in front of you. You know, and that really does help going forward. But the fact of the matter is no matter who Western has and no matter who Laurier has, the biggest factor in that game particular was the momentum swing.
That's what it is.
And it doesn't really matter who your personnel is, you know, if some guy is just starting his first ever playoff game, or if you have all these stud linebackers who've won the Vanier Cup and such, if a team comes in and has momentum and has that belief, it truly is anybody's game. And, you know, that's the thing right there. It's never a predetermined result where one team comes in, it's like, okay, they're going to win anyways. Why even try? Why even come out here, give an effort? You know, it's, if we can get something happening here, we can start up a drive and, you know, not even like go out with a big shot right away, maybe get like a 5-yard run and then like a 6-yard run, get a first down, move the ball a little bit, get 3 first downs and a punt. That's successful right there because you move the ball, you gain momentum, and you showed yourself what you can and cannot do. You gave yourself success. Put yourself in a good position going forward, and likewise, put them in a good, in a bad position for their own drive. You know, just simple things like that, simple pieces. You know, just one way to look at it from an outside perspective is just think of a puzzle. You know, the final result feels amazing. It's beautiful. You see the whole picture. But when you see all the different pieces scattered everywhere and you think, oh, this is so daunting. It's 100 pieces, this and that, takes so long to do. Oh, my God. When you find the corner pieces, get yourself started. Our cornerstones, guys like Curley Gittens Jr. on offense and Robbie Smith on defense, you rally behind them. You keep building off of that. My God, you'll find yourself with your Picasso in no time, Jothan.
I think it's you're right. Is it that Laurier is less talented right now? Of course not. I think when it comes down to it, this is going to be a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really good one. It's going to be a football game that if the Hawks can have that momentum swing, if they can have that morale and they have that grit and they know that, hey, you know what, we can take this game. At the end of the day, they're just men. You have to have that in the back of your mind. And Western doesn't have as much to play for other than the pride of just saying, we're going to kick Laurier out of the playoffs. Western has locked the number one seed in the OUA, so which means after this game, they for sure get a bye week and wait for somebody to come into their building for the OUA semifinals. So Western only has to have one game before playing in a Yates Cup for that OUA championship. And it's whether or not they want Laurier in those playoffs. And that's going to be their motivating factor. Maybe if that's important to them, they're going to go out there and ball. But I think what the Hawks need to realize is that they're playing possibly for their lives right now. If you don't want to do that score watching thing where to see who wins there, can we possibly make it in by somebody else beating somebody else? In all honesty, you got to screw that mentality. It's let's take it into our own hands and let's win now. And if we can win now, there's none of that. There's none of this waiting game. There's none of that wish we could have, wish we did. These are the games you would love as an athlete. Is the ball is in my hands? Can I make something happen? Can I be the one that wins myself the game and gets myself into that promised land in the playoffs? And once you get in the playoffs, it's a new season.
Blank clean slate.
It's entirely a clean slate. Doesn't matter if you have the first round bye. If you don't, the sixth seed can win it all. That's how the playoffs are set up. And that's the mindset you got to get. But you got to get there first. And that's going to be this week's challenge. Is can you take down the Western Mustangs? Which might seem like a daunting task, but at the end of the day, they are just men.
Exactly. You know, an interesting quote that our old high school coach, actually, I'm going to bring up. Just a fun fact, Jothan and I are from Gull Collegiate Institute back in Cambridge,
fine
Ontario.
Fine institution. Cambridge, greatest city on earth.
Great city to retire in. School's like a castle, so I do recommend checking it out one day.
If nothing else, Google it. Google Galt Collegiate Institute, Cambridge, Ontario. I think it's the only one. And just peep the images, and you'll understand. Literally, it's Hogwarts.
It's amazing to see. Truly remarkable we got to go there. But not to get too far off track, a quote that our old high school coach used to tell us all the time is just win the last game you play. And I think, you know, regardless of what happens this weekend, as long as we have that mentality, I think anything's possible. But just to do our due diligence, in the event things don't work out, it is good to at least, you know, be aware of other possible situations. And there is another possible situation where if we don't win against Western, another situation we could go through is if Waterloo is to win against Guelph and if Queen's able to win against Ottawa, then we can still, no matter who you're with at the dance, it just matters that you get in. So, of course, the most viable option we want is to win Saturday, get a potential number 2 seed, just get to the dance through that. But it is just worth noting that if it doesn't happen that way, there is still that chance to get
there. You still have life, but that's not the life you want.
No, absolutely not. And on that note, we're going to take a little short break and we'll be right back.
just you in the grotto, with nothing but your nights on. We keep all the lights on, same again tomorrow. We don't need no bottle, purple color lip gloss, room at the saguaro. Ain't nowhere I would rather be, right between your holidays, coffee on the Flintstone.
That was a fire track, eh, Jotan?
It is a fire track. I love that track. Fire track.
And all right, so as we switch gears now to Laurier Men's Baseball, just want to take a little quick note. We had a couple games against Ryerson, but number one team in the OUA Conference, Jotan, take an absolute, like, you're out there in the Sahara Desert. I'm talking, like, you're in short shorts with a beat-up T-shirt, one sandal on, wild.
I'm going to go with Laurier.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it right there. That's all you need to know. Leading the conference with 26 points, 13-5 record, 105 points for him. Just think about that. 105 times a guy ran across home plate, and they only and coincidentally they only let 63 guys run across their own home plate.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good. No, that's absolutely really darn good. So at our last two games,
you know what I'm trying to figure out? How many points a game is it?
How many points a game is? Oh my gosh, man! I'm not in school for math. I'm in school to write.
What do they play? How many games have they played? 18?
Yeah, approximately 18. Talking about like at least two every opponent.
That's 5.8 points a game.
Wow. You use your calculator for that.
You crazy? Okay. You think I got that kind of math in my head?
I didn't see if you were just like figuring with your hands or like.
No. That's calculator full way. Full way.
What the point is though is it's amazing. It truly is amazing. And their last couple games, they played against Laurentian and played against Ryerson. Laurentian a little bit closer as they won 10-9 in their first game on the 5th. But their second game, you know, took care of business as usually they do, winning by a score of 12-2. And in their second opponent, Ryerson, on the 13th of October, they won the first game by a score of 10-0 and the second game by a score of 5-1. So truly some outstanding performances by them. And that actually wrapped up the regular season leading up to the playoffs they have coming up now.
You know what? And this is exactly the type of momentum. Like we were talking about in football when you want to play that Western, those big guns and playoffs and all that. And you're right. Like we talked about it earlier. Playoffs, it's a clean slate. But that doesn't mean you don't go in with momentum.
Mm-hmm.
If you reel off a 7-0 season, you're going in with momentum.
Mm.
This Laurier baseball squad has reeled off the last five games.
Mm-hmm.
That's Toronto, two against Laurentian, two against Ryerson. That is the type of mojo you got to have, that chip on your shoulder. You're feeling good. And you know what? That's what you want to carry into this weekend when you're going to go play those playoff games.
Who's their first opponent, Jotan?
Their first opponent being Ryerson.
Oh, my gosh.
So you just smacked around Ryerson the last two games, and now you're looking to do it again. 9 a.m. on the 19th. What is that, Friday?
Man, I'm getting my 911 phone call ready for the police for the amount of abuse that Ryerson is receiving these past three games.
Now,
man.
I don't condone domestic violence, but this is something different.
Oh, my God. Laurier police, come around, my Lord. And not to mention, they got Ryerson at 9 o'clock, and then they get the whole day to just hang out until yet another game against Guelph at 7 p.m. It's a weird schedule when you think, like, the back-to-back.
That is a weird schedule.
Have that much time in between. Like, what do you do? What do you do with that? You play the game in the morning. Maybe you win, maybe you lose. That really dictates your mood for the rest of the day, I guess. But
you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's like those, you ever see those rain delays in the U.S., like, in college baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're, like, they're out there doing Fortnite dances. They're, I don't know, doing all kinds of foolishness.
Playing on the tarp, yeah.
Yeah, sliding on the field. You know, that's what I'm assuming it's like. But, I mean, I'm sure it's really just like just hanging out with the guys, going to get some food,
mm-hmm.
Maybe just getting your body right.
Well, the thing, too, is like the mood for each game is a little bit different, right? Like you're talking about Ryerson, team that's third last in the conference. Then you're talking about Guelph, team that's approximately fifth in the conference right now, too. So, you know, a little bit of a difference in opponents, a bit of a difference in opponent strength, too, at that. But, you know, I'm just thinking, you come out, you get a team like Ryerson, who's kind of going to the playoffs with their backs against the wall, and you can come out, get a lot of momentum against them, get the bats swinging good, get a big W. The mood for the rest of the day is going to be so dialed in for that game against Guelph, because, again, they're fifth. You know, they got 22 points in the season, just a little bit less than Laurier, who has 26. So, you know, not too far off, but they'll be a much stronger opponent, and they'll require a lot more focus. And I think having them second can definitely be a huge advantage for Laurier, too. And, again, playing a game like Ryerson, it's kind of like, remember the longest yard? What the quarterback said, I forget his name, but Adam Sandler. You know, he said that college teams would do that sometimes. They would go D1 teams, would go play some D3 team like Appalachian State and just kick the heck out of them.
Just to get that confidence.
Just to get that confidence up. So this you know, could be Laurier versus Appalachian State, who actually, funny story, Appalachian State beat a big team, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Was it Wisconsin they beat?
I don't know.
I don't follow college that much. I just know it was a big story because it's like Appalachian. Like, it's a crazy name. Crazy name for a school. Love it, though. I'd love to go there, maybe. Who knows? Switching gears, though. But, again, just to finish off there, pardon me, before we switch gears, that tournament is, again, this weekend in Ajax. Your Golden Hawks play at 9 a.m. against Ryerson. And then, again, the same day at 7 o'clock against Guelph. So if you're available, come check it out. And then after that, they play on the 20th against Queens, and that's at noon. So you can go for a little matinee, have a little lunch, watch a little baseball. You know, yeah. It is a theme right now.
It's Hunt a great time. Go to the grocery store, grab some peanuts.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Peanuts, you're going to need a blanket out there.
Of course.
You're going to need a blanket.
It's cold.
You know, get some hot chocolate. That sounds like a date.
Then Tim Hortons hot chocolate with a little marshmallows.
Now, we're not paid to say this.
I know.
We're not paid to say this.
They could pay us if they want us to.
I mean, but just a little Tim's hot chocolate just before the show.
With the little marshmallows. I love the little marshmallows.
It got me feeling in this. I don't usually love the cold weather, but that got me in the mood for cold weather. You know, there's nothing like a little, just sitting by the fireplace with a nice little hot chocolate.
With the marshmallows. Don't forget marshmallows.
The marshmallows are key.
I love the little marshmallows in the hot chocolate. It makes it so delicious. And just,
you know, really, you know, some people are like, love like the big marshmallows. Mm-hmm. You're the little marshmallow.
I like the little marshmallows better. Yeah. Unless you're like cooking them in the fire, then like that's
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
But when you're having it with like a little hot chocolate, oh my Lord.
It's the simple things in life, I tell you.
It really is.
That's what it is.
It really is. And okay, now officially shifting gears now to our women's soccer team. Had a bit of a decent result to their past couple games. They played against McMaster and Guelph. McMaster, they had a 1-1 tie. And then Guelph, they unfortunately fell by a score of 2-1. So, you know, getting a point against McMaster, that's key. It's important. Always good to get points out there. But unfortunately, weren't able to get in the win column.
It's not really the result they were looking for. And I mean, the women, they are constantly in. It must be so frustrating because they're constantly in these one-score games, these ties. And it's just, you want to sneak just one more goal in there.
Mm-hmm.
One more goal, and that's really what it is. It comes down to it. That'll change your season. It's those little moments that can really change your season. When you lose 1-0, they lost 1-0 against Western prior on the 6th. Then they go to McMaster, or McMaster comes here, and they tie 1-1. And then it's Guelph, and you lose 2-1. They're so close. You're right there. And I mean, their next game this Sunday is going to be against an opponent who is kind of in your situation, where they're right there as well. They've been in so many games where this Brock team they're playing next is they've been in so many ties. They've been in just so many close losses and close wins. So now this is looking to be a really good game for them. I mean, Brock hasn't been great their last 10 games. And their record in their last 10 games is 2-5-3. So they're not doing so great, but they have won their last two.
Mm. Yeah. And again, what have you done for me lately? And lately, Brock has won. But what have you done for me lately? Laurier, Gagan Pahar has been performing at an outstanding level for Laurier lately. As in that tie against Max, she had the lone goal unassisted. And in the 2-1 loss against Guelph, she assisted on that goal by Jennifer Barin. So, you know, they got a star over there, Jota. And they have a star there from that women's soccer team who's been really stepping up in the past few weeks. And, you know, is it a matter of rallying around her or even just take the reins and just ride this bus to the promised land? You can take over for this and we'll follow you to wherever you need us to go. You know, it's good that they have this kind of player, you know, but at the same time, you look at two types of soccer players, right? You look like a Neymar for Brazil, not for PSG, for Brazil, or you look at like a Kylian Mbappe for France. You know, two different players, both insanely skilled, both very good for their countries, for their teams, but both who led their teams very differently. You know, Neymar had a lot of name value and scored, one goal in the World Cup, but otherwise he was well known for his flopping, right? But a guy like Mbappe was only 19, correct me, in the World Cup.
Yeah, he was only 19.
And led his team all the way to the final, all the way to a victory in the World Cup, which is remarkable. It takes 4 years to get to that point. And really propelled them forward and was one of the key driving factors for them winning each and every game because of his sheer dominance on the pitch. You know, having a player like that who can build your team's momentum, bring so much morale around everybody, That's kind of what they got with Gagan Bahar. Maybe not as young as Kylian Mbappe, but got that same type of leadership skills that you can see out there that just really emulates off the rest of the players and the rest of the team as a whole. And I feel like if they can really just rally around her, they can definitely find themselves in a good position come playoff time.
And yeah, this is a Laurier squad that is right, that's hanging right there, ready for the playoffs. And that's when you're going to need your key players to show up. Is once you hit those playoffs, can she come through? Can she get you those goals? Can you play that solid defense just to hold that other team to maybe that one goal or shut them out, and that's what you're gonna need. You're right. It's gonna come down to who has the stars that are performing, and are they performing at the right time?
Absolutely. So really hoping for big results from them, and having their game against Brock on the
19th,
we believe it is.
The 21st.
Yeah. I believe that's at 1 o'clock, if I'm correct.
Yep, it's at 1 p.m.
Perfect. So come on out and check that out. That will be at the Varsity Soccer Field at Brock. So if you're in the area and you feel like watching a little bit of little footy, go on out and check out the women's soccer team. Shifting gears now to the men's soccer team, who
coincidentally we'll be playing the same team.
Wouldn't you know it? Oh my gosh. Well, they actually had similar results in a couple of their games, as their game against McMaster also ended in a tie, a 2-2 tie at that. And their game against Guelph actually ended in a 1-1 draw instead of a loss. So, you know, a bit of a step forward for them, if you will. Not a victory, but not a loss.
But you're getting points.
Precisely. Now,
and that those two ties will bring the Hawks to 5 ties on the season. They're actually leading the OUA right now in ties. I don't know if that's the greatest stat you want.
What's that shirt like? I just want everybody to win. That's kind of out there, you know? I want both teams to have fun out there.
I feel like, I mean, it must be demoralizing. I mean, you're getting points at the end of the day, but you kind of showed up, did a lot of things, and yet nothing happened. So it must be frustrating. That's just a point of frustration, is especially when you know you're hanging around in all these games. So a tie really says we are equal.
Mm.
And that's frustrating as an athlete.
We are equal. We ran out of time.
Either. Yeah.
Either or. Taking a little look at their two games that they had, and you know, in their first game, showed a little bit of resilience as they were down 1-0 early at the 21st minutes when McMaster scored their goal, and then they came back, scored a pair of goals by Liam Chong Tai and Ben Cates at the first minute in the first half of the 40th minute, and the second half of the 47th minute. So not bang bang, because obviously you had that intermission in the middle, but I kind of bang bang within 10 minutes, if you will, game time. And then unfortunately, the 74th minute is when Antonio Sereno from McMaster scored and tied the game at 2-2. So you know, at least looking at that game and specifically, you showed resiliency. You showed you could be down 1-0 and you could go switch the gears a little bit, get up by a score 2-1, put yourself in a good position going forward. And then unfortunately, as things sometimes just work out, McMaster got that late goal and was able to put themselves in a position of success. And then, you know, the one against Guelph, that one hurts though. That one really hurts. Because then they scored their goal, scored by Tarek Rodriguez, I believe how you say his name. On a penalty at the 54th minute. And then, talk about a heartbreaker, Jotan. The 90th minute, with a guy having a red card, Ryan Collins. That guy was in ears all night. One man short, Guelph managed to come back and score a goal to tie the game.
That's heartbreaking.
That is.
You never want to be in those situations when you play, but it's unfortunate. But again, the Hawks, it's about what can you do past that. So you can't focus on the loss and how that loss is going to get you down, because you got another game to play. So you gotta be able to bounce back and realize that not your season isn't on the line because of that game or from that goal, and you gotta bounce back and just be ready to go again, and that's what it is.
Which against that opponent Brock too, where Brock on the men's side of things looking a little bit better as they are in third last in the West, just ahead of Laurier with 16 points, and Laurier only have 8 points right now. A lot of those points coming off the ties, as we spoke about, but. You know, again, not a team that is within reach, pardon me. You know, they're not unattainable to get a victory against them. They're right there. Haven't had a lot of success for themselves this season, as I spoke about earlier for the women's side. So there's definitely a good chance for Laurier to come out and capitalize on this opportunity. So looking for a lot of success and a lot of hope against that game against Brock, which again will be this 21st at 3:15 p.m. at the Varsity Soccer Field. So if you came to hang out and watch the women's game, come on, stay on down there and watch the men's game, as hopefully they'll come out with a large victory. And at that note, we'll take a short break and be back with lacrosse and rugby.
DA got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion.
And we're back.
I love that little beat right there, eh?
Oh, that. You know what? Like, out of everything out of that song, you know, Travis Scott's crazy. Kodak's, yeah, Kodak's all right. Offset is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that little beat right
oh,
there.
Oh, that's what gets
ooh,
it.
I'm telling you, it makes me.
And move. The dance. You know the dance? The little arms.
Oh, the little one right there. Oh, that's the move. That's the move right there.
But bringing it back to sports, we had the women's lacrosse team.
Tell me the move, Jotan.
So they've played 4 games over the last couple weeks while we were gone. And you know what? They were largely successful. Winning 3 of the 4.
Surprise, surprise.
And you know what? Many of those games were dominant, and the one loss. So they played McMaster, Western, York, and then Queens. McMaster, they beat 16-3. No surprise there. They did an amazing job winning a big dominant game. Then they played Western, 11-6 in that win. Then they played York. So this was on the Sunday, the following day. They were in Oshawa. They played York. 18-0. And then they played Queens and had an absolute shootout. Unfortunately, the Hawks fell 11-10 against the Queens Gales.
That is so tough because the only team that was ahead of Laurier in the women's lacrosse standings was Queens. Queens, sitting at 25 points with that 12-0-1 record. 12-0-1.
That's crazy. And, you know, I'm not big on those moral victories. Mm. I'm not big on it. I'm not big on if you lose and, but man, if you're going to lose to a team in a shootout and it's the best team in the conference, why not? You know, like that, to me, that says everything you've been working for. And let me tell you, these Hawks have had a dominant season thus far. They are 11-2. They have 165 points for and only 73 against. Mm. So this Hawks team is absolutely going off. And unfortunately, you lose. But it's to none other than the Queens Gales, who are 12-0-1. So if there's anything that says your season is championship bound, it's that.
Absolutely, too. And, you know, the big key factor in all this is it's a regular season loss. Not the playoffs. We're talking about the regular season. Not playoffs.
Not playoffs.
Where we come out and die for every day, but the regular season. Where, you know what, things count, but in the day, as we said earlier with the football talk too, just get to the dance. And Laurier, they not only got to the dance, they made people know where they are at the dance. They made noise when they made their entrance. And with that too, they've earned themselves a first round bye come the playoffs, as they will play the game one winner from the first round consolation bracket. And that game will be on October 19th. Their game will be at 6 o'clock p.m. And that, again, will be against the game one winner from anywhere between UOIT, Brock, McMaster, York, Western, Toronto, Trent, and Guelph. And it is also worth noting, as Jothan touched upon, their victory against Western, 11-6. Western is the reigning lacrosse champion right now. So that is a huge victory for them to have against them. And that could be paying dividends for them come playoff time. So if you can, be sure to come out and check that out, because that'll be huge and amazingly fun lacrosse.
I'm telling you, these women, we got to get a banner ready for them. I'm telling you, we got to get a banner ready for them.
Plan the parade around the school right now. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
It's a short parade because Laurier's not that big, but let's plan it.
Absolutely. Shifting gears now to women's rugby. You know what? Things in the playoffs, sometimes they go your way and sometimes they do not go your way.
Yeah, it was a tough 2 playoff games for the Hawks.
Tough. Very tough.
So they played their quarterfinal game against McMaster on Friday, October 5th. And unfortunately, it wasn't even close.
It didn't go the way they wanted to. You know, irregardless of what the score was, it just did not go the way they wanted to. Maybe things just, you know, a play here didn't happen, or a step in the right direction like this didn't happen. It's just McMaster was just the better team. And as it's tough to say, they were just a better team in that situation.
And, you know, only there are those type of things where only you know when you're on the team, where you know sometimes you didn't play to the best of your abilities, or you an assignment or different things like that. And those are the little things. And unfortunately, sometimes when the score isn't close, you know, based on what actually happened and things like that, you know that the score is an exaggeration of what happened.
For sure.
And so unfortunately, this loss was by a large margin, But the Hawks, again, had another game to play.
They did. They did. And it was against Western. It was a consolation game. And, you know, positive note to take out of that is they did get on the board this time around as they got 17 points for themselves, which is huge. Unfortunately, Western got, you know, just a little bit more. Wasn't as close this time around, too, but was not as bad as McMaster for sure. And they took some things away from McMaster and, you know, they got some positives out of that. And I, for one, just want to test the fact that I think, again, only three out of four games, or only four games, pardon me, for a regular season just seems a little bit too little. But, you know, I'm not the OUA schedule maker, so I don't make those calls. I'm just saying, as an outsider, it does not seem fair for them. But
I think that loss is especially tough for the Hawks, the Western one. Just knowing that, you know, they were, throughout the regular season, they were the better team. I think that's what's hard about that loss is that in the regular season, Western was 0-4. And unfortunately, they were able to best the Hawks, a Hawks team that is really good.
It is, but you got to think a little bit with the mentality of a consolation game. It can be tough sometimes. It can be really, because like, in essence, you're playing for pride. And I don't know, it's different for everybody. I can't speak on any individual person.
The motivation cannot be there sometimes.
It can be really difficult, you know, especially maybe you get down a little bit at a certain point. It's just like, you know, what are we playing for right now?
Yeah.
You know, and after taking such a difficult loss against McMaster, it makes it tough for sure. But switching gears now to the men's side, as they had a, just say, historic victory against Brock.
They did. It was definitely, between the men's and women's games, it was a tale of two stories. It was definitely.
For sure.
The men having a record-breaking day, scoring against the Brock Badgers on Saturday the 13th, scoring 123 points, and doing that while shutting Brock out.
Yeah. You know, we got to test back the fact, too, that what a try is worth 123, what is that, like 25 tries?
All I know is it's a lot.
They ran like suicides that game. If you think about it, they're just running whole, full 110 suicides.
If nothing else, the Hawks got cardio.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, if you just put up 123 points, Guelph, on the 20th, I'd be scared. Because anytime you see a team just put up historic numbers like that, and not to mention, this isn't the first time this season they had a great score like this. I mean, they played against Toronto as well and won by a score of 98-7. So, I mean, the Hawks, they're well known for their massive scoring outputs, if you will.
So, if you want to catch the Hawks, they're going to play again this Saturday. They're going to be playing their last regular season game against the Guelph Griffins. And that'll actually be here at Waterloo. So, that's at 1 p.m. at University Stadium. So if you're in the mood to see hopefully another dominant win, I mean, the Hawks have reeled off, what, their last five games? So, I mean, let's continue that trend and let's see if they can reel off another one against the Brock Badgers, or sorry, the Guelph Griffins, who currently sit just ahead of them in the standings. So they're both 6-1, so this could actually be a very good game and can prove to be a bit more challenging than the Brock Badgers. But I think it'll be a great game nonetheless.
Absolutely, too. And just to end off today's show, we thought we'd do something fun this evening, do a little fun segment where we do our top four games of the week just to keep an eye on. And if you can, we'd call them must-watches. So if you have some time, set it aside and come on out and watch these four Laurier teams, absolutely, if you can. Starting off with number one, pretty big game, you would say.
Oh, yeah. So I got the number one game, and I'm going to go with men's football. So if there's going to be one game you're going to go check out this weekend, my opinion is go check out that men's football game. If you can't make it out to Western, which could be a hike if you're taking the bus or if you're driving, it's a bit of a hike. But definitely go check it out on OUA TV. This is going to be a must watch. The Hawks are on a make or break for their season right now. If they don't win this, they could say goodbye to the playoffs. Western hasn't lost a game since 2016. So, and the last time they lost was to to your Golden Hawks. So if there's a team that we know can beat them, it's this Laurier team. The Hawks are battle tested. They are not. They are a team that has lost games, unlike Western, and know what it feels like, and they know how crappy it is. So they are on the prowl, ready to get into that playoffs. They're hungry and they're gonna want it. So go check out those Hawks.
Coming in at number two, we got the women's lacrosse tournament coming up this weekend, and talking about utter dominance, sitting with an 11-2 record, number two in the conference. talking about some highlight players, as it was their second last game, was a shutout. And again, one of their stout players they've had in and throughout the entire season, goalie Alana McDonald, has been phenomenal for the Golden Hawks this season. As with her between the pipes, pardon me, they just had an absolute sense of security that everyone's been able to rally behind every single game. And if I was you and I wanted to see some success, this is the place to be. Go to Ajax and check this out. Ajax itself is only an hour and a half away, not far, and you got really good talent again, and you have a really good chance of catching a victorious weekend for your Golden Hawks.
Number three must-watch game this weekend is your men's baseball team. They are going to be playing the Ryerson Rams on, what is it, Saturday, and then they're going to be playing Guelph later that day. So if you're going to go check out two games, go watch your men's baseball team. The last time the Laurier Golden Hawks faced the Ryerson Rams, they absolutely smoked them. They won 10-0 and then 5-1. And then the last time they played Guelph, it was a 14-4 win. And unfortunately, their second game in that series was a loss. But these Golden Hawks have proven they can beat both of these teams. And they are an offensive juggernaut that is ready to get it. So definitely go check those Laurier Golden Hawk baseball team out this weekend.
Absolutely. Coming at number four this weekend, by no means bottom of our list, is it still equally important. You got the men's rugby team, as aforementioned by Jothan, they're playing against Guelph on the 20th at 1 o'clock at University Stadium, so at home. Talking about a number three seed versus the number two seed. Always, whenever you get two close games like that, you got two close teams, you can expect a really good matchup. And for sure, that's what we're going to get this weekend against the men's rugby team against Guelph. A lot of playoff implications on the line, as men's rugby currently sits at a 6-1 record right now, with their only loss against Queens. So for sure, you want to end the season off on a high note coming into the playoffs, and what a better way to do it against Guelph, who, again, spoiled our homecoming, so let's get them back, if you will. And what a better team than the men's rugby team.
So that about wraps up the show, Hawkeyes. It's been a blast. Aoife, is there anything you want to say before you head out?
I love this song. Just want to put that out there. It's a great song. But yeah, that wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it, and we hope you guys have a great week. Check out our games if you guys have a chance, and we'll see you guys next time.